Just a few thoughts about this phrase that we have in our psalm, for now and evermore, from this time forth and forever. I think it's a common phrase, Psalm 113, 115, 121, 125, 131. And I want to just have a look at Psalm 113, which I think sort of sums up what we have in the other references to this phrase, from now and forevermore. Well, verse 1, praise, you servants of Yahweh, praise the name of Yahweh. Praised be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to the going down of it, Yahweh's name is to be praised. And I think the idea is that we're going to be praising Yahweh's name forever, and so start doing it now. In other words, your praising of Yahweh now is something that you're going to be doing forever and ever. And in that sense, you do it from this time and forever. So he's saying it will be praised forever. It is to be praised right now. So the idea is that in this matter of praising God and praising his name, appreciating all the characteristics that make up his name, remember he revealed his name of Yahweh to Moses, and it was basically a list of his characteristics. In this matter of appreciating and loving God's characteristics and praising them, we are living now the kingdom life. We're doing now what we will be doing forever. And if for you the characteristics of God are not particularly wonderful at all, you know, he starts with his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his justice, his righteousness, and the wonder of all his characteristics that you see articulated throughout biblical history and the history of our own lives. If you see those things and, well, you shrug and it's not that great for you and you prefer actually the way of harshness, of judgment, of unforgiveness, and that sort of thing, well, you know, I guess being in the kingdom of God wouldn't be a great thing for you. Praising somebody's grace when you don't actually think much of grace and you think it's better to praise a man who's murdered and tortured loads of people or whatever, yeah, I guess eternal life in God's kingdom, praising his name, wouldn't be a great thing. My point is that we are beginning to live the kingdom life now. And in John's Gospel, we read this very often on the lips of Jesus when he says that those who believe in him have eternal life. The point is made a number of times that we now have eternal life. This does not mean that we shall never die. It means that, sure, we're going to die, but we'll be resurrected, come to the day of judgment, and then by his grace live forever. But the point is that how we will eternally live is how we are to live now. We have the eternal life in the sense of experience, that now we are living the kind of life which we shall eternally live. Now, the kingdom of God in its literal physical sense will be established when Jesus comes back, but now we are, as individuals, under the kingship or kingdom, the dominion of the king of heaven, that is God. We are now his people, his kingdom. And although, as the Lord said, his kingdom is not of this world, it is not right now, otherwise we would fight, he said. But it is not now, it is yet to come. But that is not to say that his kingship and the dominion of his kingship is not over us right now. It is. When you look at the Lord's teaching about the kingdom of God in his parables, it's very much about that the kingdom of God is about right now, being forgiving, being kind, being generous, etc. So we can live that kingdom life now. And I think the essence of that idea is back here in the Psalms, where you keep getting this idea of do this from this time forth and forever. And particularly in the context of these praise Psalms, where I think the idea is that what we're doing now, praising the name of Yahweh, is something we do now and we shall do forever. Praise Yahweh's name now, because in the future, from the rising of the sun to the going down of it, Yahweh's name is going to be praised forever and ever, so do it now. So this raises the whole issue. Do we really want to be in God's kingdom? Well, yes, if we, for all our weaknesses, failures, and unfortunately repetitive failures, if we want to live that kingdom life now, and that is our joy, and that's what we try to do, and would love to do, and long to do far better, well, the kingdom is for us. And this is why Paul says that all those who love the Lord's appearing will be saved. Those who couldn't care less about it and who are too caught up with getting on with this life and for whom spirituality and being spiritually minded and doing God's work and living and being in his ways are simply not an attractive idea and just not a great thing on the agenda of daily life and daily thought, well, yeah, I guess the kingdom would not be a great place for them. So then, we are to live now. The life that we shall eternally live. And as I say, in these Psalms that we're reading at the moment, you get that message that we are doing this from this time forth and forevermore. We are living now the kingdom life. And we're going to spend all our eternity, absolutely endless time, 24/7, if you wish, being spiritually minded, serving God. And if that is our eternal destiny, and this life is a tiny fraction of our entire existence, well, it's logical then that surely in this life also, in our hearts, we give ourselves completely over to the things of God and the things of his name, the things of his praise, the things of his work, absolutely 100%, because that is what we shall be doing forever. It's not that throughout eternity we shall actually be living some sort of eternal secular life and our religion shall be continue to be a sort of a hobby level interest. Not at all. That would be not a hobby interest, but it would be absolutely everything. And so therefore in this life, although we are limited, of course, by the ties that bind and what we have to get on and do in this life in terms of working the sweat of our face to survive and to raise kids and to exist and cope with our health issues and all the rest of it. Okay, all that is necessary. All that has to be. That is the nature of life as it is at this time. But in our hearts, we should be absolutely 100% wanting and yearning to serve him, please him, be spiritually minded absolutely all the time. And that should be the master passion of our lives and our thinking and all our ways, because we are living the kingdom life now.